The fiery tribulations have to do with three forms of tribulation which every Christian has to deal with: the world, the flesh, and the devil. We've been talking about the flesh. What else does the Bible say?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about the fiery trials of the world, the flesh, and the devil, akin to the fiery trial of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace of the book of Daniel. Now, we see the New Testament equivalent of that, of course, is the fact that every Christian goes through a fiery trial or tribulation, that is a furnace experience, and that that is administered by the world, the flesh, and the devil. We've already discussed how we deal with the tribulations of the world and the devil. And if you are interested in listening to those teachings, I invite you to visit our website at www.walkinginpower.org and click on the tab that says Radio Broadcasts, where you can see our radio broadcasts listed, and you can click on the program you desire to listen to. They're in order, and this series is called Freedom in the Fire, so if you click on the previous broadcast with that title, you will be able to catch up with us on where we are and what we are teaching today. And we hope that you'll enjoy the website. There are also free books and free audio tapes to download or to listen to online, and we invite you to keep checking back as more and more audio tapes and books are put up on the website, and it's all free of charge. Well, we have been talking about the world and the devil. Now we continue our discussion this week about how we deal with the fiery affliction of the flesh. In our previous broadcast, we said that the flesh has to be crucified, which means to bring under subjection. In actuality, the word in the Greek actually means to subdue or extinguish unholy desire, to subdue unholy actions or habits. We said that we do this by recognizing that Christ in our spirit man is in charge, not our soul or our body. So we must yield to him and invite him to take over and live his life in me, and to live his life in us and through us by giving him the problem. We confess it gone by faith, that involves a faith confession, in other words, until it is extinguished in us and from us. We set our heart and will and attitude against the particular thing we need to get rid of in our life until Christ works it out of us, and we persevere until we get the victory, and we confess all in the name of Christ Jesus. Now, this is an important principle to understand, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends who are listening in, because what it really is saying is that it is Christ's life, our body, Christ living his life in us and through us, which makes us sons and not slaves, which brings us to today's point in the faith walk. If we're going to get victory over the flesh, we must then go on to ask ourselves, are we sons or are we slaves? Listen to what the Holy Spirit says to Paul through Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Paul says, now by the Holy Spirit, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. It goes on to say, howbeit then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elemental spirits, whereunto you desire to be again in bondage? My goodness, what is Paul saying? Paul says that at one time, before you were saved, you were in bondage to the elemental spirits of the world. Then, when you became saved, you were no longer a slave, but you became a son of the Father, a son of God by adoption. So you are no longer slaves, but sons. So why do you want to turn back to them, the elemental spirits that governed your life before you were saved, and submit yourself to their rule and submit yourself to their governing of your soul man so that you do their will? In other words, if you are going to get victory over the flesh, the carnal mind, the mind that when left to itself will agree with sin, then you are going to have to understand who you are in Christ. You're going to have to understand that you are a son of God and not a slave to elemental spirits. And you are going to understand that you are empowered by the Holy Spirit to overcome by trust on Jesus Christ. The scripture says, who is it who overcomes? He who believes that Jesus is the Christ. Now, here's the point. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 and 7 is saying to you and me that if we are going to have victory over the flesh, if we are going to crucify the flesh by Christ in us, the hope of glory, His life, our body, in other words, the scripture says, if we are going to crucify the flesh, that is to extinguish its desires, we must have a right identification first, and that identification must be as a son of God and not a slave to elemental spirits. Now, what is the difference between a son and a slave? Do you know? Well, let's talk about it a little bit. The first thing we need to know is that if you are born again, and if you are relying on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you must be feeding from the right tree. Remember the story of the two trees in the Garden of Eden? We said that there was the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil had a mixture. It had the knowledge of good, it had things from above, and then it had the knowledge of evil, that is information or knowledge of things from below or from the earth. And it was a mixture, a hodgepodge of things. And God said, in the day that you eat of that tree, you will surely die. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents religion. And if you are into religion, you will lose your soul because Jesus is not at that tree. In the Bible, Satan was at that tree wooing Adam and Eve over and saying, come on and eat from this tree. Huh? Okay, no, it isn't a matter of being at that tree. There was another tree of all the trees in the garden that was of most importance, and that was called the tree of life, the tree of covenant, which represents Jesus. Huh? Because Jesus says in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father, that is to Father God, except through me. So what does that mean? It means that you can go to the tree of life and become a born-again Christian, because the scripture says, unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You cannot go to heaven unless you are born again, which means what? You must be born once physically into existence, and you must be born once spiritually into the kingdom of God by receiving Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. Now, if you understand that, and you go to the tree of the tree of life, you become a son of God. And as long as you stay at that tree, and as long as you feed from that tree by the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit quickens the meaning of the Word to you, which feeds your spirit man, then you will develop continually as a son of God, and you will overcome the flesh, and you will subdue the flesh, and you will extinguish its desires. But if you are at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, no such thing will happen. Why? Because at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is religion, you can know about Jesus Christ, but you can never know Jesus Christ, because he is a living person and he represents the tree of life, and he is at the tree of life, and you must go directly to him in order to get a personal experience of him. Now, at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you may know about Jesus, but you can never know Jesus. He's at the tree of life. You can know about the transforming power of the work of the cross, but you can never know the transforming power of the work of the cross, because that's at the tree of life. That's through Jesus and what he did on the cross. You can know about faith at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but you can never know faith and the transforming work, and experience of faith, because that's in effect at the tree of life. And so you must be at the right tree, being fed by the right person, Jesus himself, in order to become a living son of God by adoption. And that means that you have to walk away from religion, folks, and walk over to the tree of life, which is the tree of covenant. See, God has never been a God of religion. He's always been a God of covenant. And covenant means relationship, entering into a contract directly with Jesus, the Son of God, and no middleman, no priest, no minister, no Ayatollah, no imam, no Hindu priest, no Buddhist monk, nothing like that. Not me, not the Pope, no one. Just you and Jesus. And when you reach out to Jesus first, you will get a revelation directly from him. And guess what? You can reach out to Mohammed. You could reach out to Gautama. You could reach out to Ramakrishna. You could reach out to Confucius. You could reach out to Lao Tzu. You could reach out to this person or that person. And you will never get an experience of God from any of them. But if you reach out to Jesus, who is called the Christ, the Anointed One of God, you will get a direct experience of him, which will prove to you that the Bible is real and true, and that everything in the Bible is self-proving. But you must take the first step first and reach out, because you will never get an experience of Jesus until you reach out to him first. He's a perfect gentleman, and he will never reveal himself to anyone unless he is invited first. Now, having said that, understand that if you are at the tree of life and you have invited Jesus Christ into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior, then you start a process of transformation, and you are in the process of becoming into the image and likeness of Christ. The Lord molds you, makes you, forms you, breaks you into his image and likeness, which is the process of sanctification and perfection of you, starting in the here and now. Now, if you can comprehend that and hold on to it, then you will see that at the tree of life, transformation is from within. So the overcoming of the flesh becomes a process from within outward. But if you are into religion, which is rules and regulations, trying to keep this rule and this regulation, and trying to do this and that because the priest said it, or the minister said it, or the imam said it, or the Ayatollah said it, or somebody said it, then what you are doing is you are trying to perfect yourself from without. And guess what? It doesn't work. And the proof that it does not work is the fact that you are the same person in your religion that you were 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 15 years ago. And all of your trying to walk in those external rules and regulations has done nothing to transform your life, except in a few instances, probably to make you obedient to man rather than to God. And that's not what it's about. What it's about is God, Father God. What it's about is the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit of God. And so, for that reason, if you are at the wrong tree, the tree of religion, you are being guided externally by men instead of internally by the Spirit of God within you. Internal guidance can only be found at the tree of life. At the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which represents religion, you can never get victory over the flesh and the desires of the flesh, because at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which represents rules and regulations, which represents religion, you are driven by obligation, Whereas at the tree of life, which represents Jesus, you are driven by love and the desire to obey out of love what is ministered to you, the truths that are ministered to you from within by the Holy Spirit. At the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you are led by men who become or claim to be the stewards of your soul, the watchman over your soul, and they are going to try to lead you to heaven, taking over the function of the Holy Spirit, who alone can lead you to heaven. But at the tree of life, you are spirit-led by the Holy Spirit. You see, at the tree of knowledge, which represents religion, you are led by men. And you cannot be man-led or spirit-led. Correction, Mikey. And you cannot be man-led and spirit-led. The Holy Spirit is not in it. He does not sanction it. He does not approve it. And he will not work with it. So if you insist on staying in religion, then you will discover that you will never get an experience of the Holy Spirit, because of your failure to depend on him alone to lead you. Because God is a God of covenant. Now, many of you folks have the Old Testament as part of your scriptures. And that includes not only Catholics and Protestants, but Muslims and Orthodox. And if you have the Old Testament as part of your scripture, you should know that the Old Testament means Old Covenant, and the New Testament means New Covenant, which means what? God is a God of covenant, relationship, contract. Covenant means contract. God agrees to save you, you agree to worship him, and to follow his word and depend on him alone. That's what covenant is. But if you are not in covenant, and you are in religion instead, you are at the wrong tree. You are at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, not the covenant tree, which is the tree of life. Old Testament means Old Covenant. New Testament in the Bible means New Covenant. Covenant means contract or relationship. So you must be in covenant with God in order to be saved. And you cannot be in covenant with God at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which represents religion. It's a different tree. God is not a God of religion. He's a God of covenant, which means you must walk away from religion and from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil over to the tree of life, which represents Jesus. And you must feed from that tree to come to spiritual life in the here and now and to eternal life in the hereafter. Now, at the tree of life, you are subject to rules and regulations. At the tree of, Mikey, correct that and strike it. I'm sorry. Now, at the tree of life, you embrace the cross and the work of the cross as the only cure for the flesh. At the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you subject yourself to rules and regulations and to self-imposed codes of conduct in order to develop in you a self-humility rather than letting the Holy Spirit work it in you and through you, which is why you need the Holy Spirit. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have the Holy Spirit in you in order to walk and move and receive ministry from Jesus Christ at the tree of life? If you do not, should you not? Today is as good a day as ever, and there is no reason why you should not receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, so that he can begin changing you from within to give you the victory over the flesh that every man needs. He'll accept you just the way you are, where you are, in the condition you are. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me right now aloud, being willing to repent of your sins, and pray it sincerely from the heart.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water and Holy Spirit baptized. Get into Christian community where they can help you to learn the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, and you will see the transformation from within beginning. The first evidence of which is change of attitude towards the things of God. I promise you, my friend, you'll never again be the same. How else do we get victory over the flesh? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.